Have a look inside yourself and see if you're waiting for me to speak. Perhaps even some impatience arising. Irritation. Or your mind is taking you to some completely different place and time, tonight, later, tomorrow. We saw last night that in the normal human state of consciousness or unconsciousness, there is a very deep-seated need, psychological need, for the next moment, for future. It's always there. Everybody is waiting for something. It's the next moment or some point in the future. That is an intrinsic part of the normal human consciousness, which is identification with the stream of thinking, which is inhabiting a conceptualized reality, a conceptualized sense of self in the head, consisting of thought movement. A conceptualized sense of self, story-based, mind-based, past-based. And that conceptualized sense of self inhabits a conceptual reality, because everything is then being perceived through the conditioning of that accumulated conditioning of the mind. Whatever you perceive is perceived through that and is conceptualized through the compulsive, automatic, mechanical labeling of every experience and sense perception that happens every moment. And through the automatic mechanical labeling process, a veil appears between you and that which is being perceived, between you and the other human being. It becomes deadened through the continuous mental label making, continuous judgments, and it's mechanical, it's automatic. Very few people on the planet are even aware of it as yet. Something else is arising powerfully, but as yet, very few human beings are even aware of this mechanical process, because they are totally identified with that mechanical, compulsive, automatic process. And that is the essence of unconsciousness. You are lost in a world of content, and your sense of self is in there. Then everything you perceive is perceived through that sense of self that is mental, mentalized, conceptualized. And then whatever happens to you, every experience, every encounter, every perception, every place that you go to, is seen through that filter of that ultimately fictitious, false me, sense of self, that adopts a personalized position, a reactive position towards whatever happens.